Yoga is the union between the mind and the body. That is the simplest definition of what, when we talk of yoga. I think if you look at it more deeply, it is related to focusing your attention. Because in the old Sanskrit, yoga goes into a concentration of your mind. That enables the energy which is within the human being to be linked with the energy which is around the human being.
In the last years, yoga has become very popular in the Western world. Why do you think this has happened?
It offers an alternative to the stress of day-to-day life. And because of its ability to de-stress human beings, to enable them to focus their energy, I think yoga has become popular. It also does not require any expenditure of any major kind. There is no equipment, no sophisticated gymnasiums. You can practice yoga in a very simple surrounding with just one sheet or a mat.
We have a big industry now.
Well, the industry, I think, accompanied the growth of a pastime. And I would look at it in the same way in which, for example, you take people who run. There are parts of the world where people are running without shoes, bare feet. And then there's an industry which comes and uses the runner and says that the runner is wearing a certain kind of clothes or shoes. And then you have brands and so on. But that is part of activity which has become global in nature. But the core of an activity like yoga or running, it doesn't require anything that is expensive.
How do you think yoga can contribute to overcome the world's challenges of today?
Yoga can contribute by enabling a human being who practices yoga to take more detached look from the stress that accompanies almost every aspect of human activity today. In day-to-day life in the 21st century is very stressful because technology has accelerated the way we live, because the prevalence of crisis and conflicts has fragmented the world in which we are living. And because of the accumulation of stress, sometimes people are not able to take decisions to live their lives in the way in which they actually want to live. There is also the dimension of seeing a harmony between human being and the environment in which the human being lives. That is important because a part of de-stressing ourselves is in re-establishing the harmony between how we live and the world around us. And you can see that is a part of the philosophy of environmental protection, in which we are trying to protect the environment that we have around us so that we can safeguard and pass on to our next generation some of the environmental systems which have supported human life for so many tens of thousands of years.
So why is it important, this International Day of Yoga?
The International Day of Yoga is important for two reasons. One, it is on the 21st of June, which in the Northern Hemisphere is the longest day. And on the longest day, most of the Northern Hemisphere receives the maximum amount of sunlight. And the sun is the source of energy for all human life. And therefore, on a day in which we have the maximum energy to celebrate the International Day of Yoga makes sense. It's also important because celebrating the day allows us to focus on yoga as a way in which we can change the way we consume and live our lives.